In the 1800s in the United States, you had most young people were children of farmers. They worked on the in the fields. And when somebody proposed that the America institute a system of public education for all young people, the parents of the poor parents said, no, we can't allow our kids to go to school. They need to work. Otherwise, we starve. We don't have enough hands to work in the fields. So they opposed public education. The business community said, we want a system that will create, quote, industrial discipline. Industrial discipline meant you showed up on time, and you did the same work again and again and again and again, just as you did on an assembly line. And what happened was we designed schools that actually resemble the factory. If you look at our schools even today, they simulate factories. Kids have to arrive on time. Why is that? Because in the field, if you come late, it doesn't matter much. Your Uncle Charlie can, you know, fill in for you for a few minutes.
And the bells ring to tell you when the class
ends
and the next one.
If you, as one person, comes late to the assembly line, you might have 1,000 workers standing by doing nothing, waiting for this function to be done before they can work. So the cost of the workers coming late is extremely expensive. Now what's happening? Now more and more people aren't working like that. They're working at home, or they work at different hours, strange hours, and so forth, and you don't need everybody showing up at exactly the same time. So what we have are schools that were literally designed to provide the workforce for an industrial age economy. And they do that very well, but that's not the kind of economy that we have anymore. And therefore, the entire system is obsolete. And we were waiting for Bill Gates to say something. And about 2 years ago, he finally said the right words. He said, we cannot reform our education system. We must replace it. And he is right, because the system is designed, as I said, to prepare people for yesterday, not for tomorrow. Now, that's an extremely difficult and painful thing to do. You have millions in the U.S., millions of people working in the schools, teachers and other people, and it's very dangerous in terms of they may lose jobs. This doesn't mean the teachers are bad. My sister's a teacher. I don't hate her because she's a teacher. But the system she's working in is a disaster today. And therefore, we're going to see battles about education in country after country after country until this system is broken and replaced.
La educación siempre se ha considerado como un proceso en el que el conocimiento se transmite a los estudiantes. Y las escuelas son los lugares donde esta transmisión tiene lugar de manera oficial. Pero es evidente que este sistema educativo comporta un nivel elevado de desencanto y frustración entre los implicados y cada vez está más cuestionado. En una clase estándar, un profesor delante de una treintena de alumnos de la misma edad intenta que todos ellos aprendan las mismas cosas al mismo tiempo. Es una imagen que ha cambiado poco, muy poco en muchos siglos. Hoy se ve claro que es una situación basada en ideas y necesidades del pasado. Sin embargo, parece que este panorama tiene los días contados, por una simple razón. La acumulación de información, de conocimientos, está perdiendo valor. Porque ese es, y será todavía más en el futuro, el papel de las máquinas. Serán los ordenadores omnipresentes los que nos proporcionarán la información que queramos en cualquier momento. En nuestra sociedad, cualquier cosa que se obtiene con facilidad se devalúa, y cuanto más se devalúan las respuestas, más valiosas son las preguntas. Estamos pues ante una nueva concepción de la adquisición de conocimiento, donde la columna vertebral es la formulación de preguntas.